From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for another broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the recorded messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his series of studies in the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. In the course of these studies, Dr. Cairns is giving practical insights into the reality of true faith and how it manifests itself in the lives of God's believing people. The third message in the series is entitled, Justifying Faith. We'll hear from Dr. Cairns shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought taken from Faith's Checkbook, from the writings of C.H. Spurgeon. Our devotional for today is entitled, Listen for the Signal. The text is 2 Samuel 5 and verse 24. And let it be, when thou hearest the sound of a going in the tops of the mulberry trees, that then thou shalt bestir thyself. For then shall the Lord go out before thee to smite the host of the Philistines. There are signs of the Lord's moving which should move us. The Spirit of God blows where he listeth, and we hear the sound thereof. Then is the time for us to be more than ever astir. We must seize the golden opportunity and make the most we can of it. It is ours to fight the Philistines at all times, but when the Lord himself goes out before us, then we should be specially valiant in the war. The breeze stirred the tops of the trees, and David and his men took this for the signal for an onslaught, and at their advance the Lord himself smote the Philistines. Oh, that this day the Lord may give us an opening to speak for him with many of our friends. Let us be on the watch to avail ourselves of the hopeful opening when it comes. Who knows but this may be a day of good tidings, a season of soul winning. Let us keep our ear open to hear the rustle of the wind and our minds ready to obey the signal. Is not the promise, then shall the Lord go out before thee, a sufficient encouragement to play the man? Since the Lord goes before us, we dare not hold back.
They have fought the fight.
They have run the race.
Been blessed by the beautiful sacred music which forms a part of Let the Bible Speak broadcasts, you may obtain a CD containing a sampling of these Christ-honoring selections. Entitled Our Great Redeemer's Praise, this CD will provide you with nearly an hour of such beloved pieces as Praise My Soul, the King of Heaven, Be Still, My Soul, May the Mind of Christ My Savior, and In Heavenly Love Abiding. The songs are performed by the various musical groups of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina. This CD is available free of charge to our Let the Bible Speak listeners. To obtain a copy, you may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular mail. You may write to Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Or you may simply call our toll-free number, 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Ask for your free copy of Our Great Redeemer's Praise. Today, Dr. Cairns continues his third message in a series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews, that blessed chapter often referred to as Faith's Hall of Fame. In the course of this series, Dr. Cairns will apply the faith of the various characters to the lives of Christ's people in our day. Today, he is dealing with the first person mentioned in the chapter, Abel. Here we have the first example of the faithful in the Bible. The Bible's testimony to Abel's faith shows that it is not how long we live, but how we live that is important in God's sight. In the course of this message, we'll see that Abel refused a religion of works righteousness. Rather, he approached God in the only way God will accept, on the basis of the sacrifice of the Lamb. By faith in this substitutionary sacrifice, Abel obtained assurance that he was accepted in the sight of God. Here's a beautiful picture of the truth of justification by faith in Christ. And now, to bring God's word for today, here is Dr. Alan Cairns.
Justifying faith goes to the depths of your trouble, and it says no to any religion of works righteousness. Second thing is that by faith Abel approached God on the basis of the sacrifice of the Lamb. It is very obvious from Genesis chapter 4 and from Hebrews chapter 11 that Abel had received a divine revelation, and we can only assume from God's word to Cain that he also had received that divine revelation as to the one way of approach to God. I say that for three reasons really. Number one, God instituted sacrifice right after the fall, when he clothed Adam and Eve with the skins of an animal. Second, we read that by faith Abel offered. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You can never have faith without a prior divine revelation. Faith always is a response created by God's grace in the heart to a revelation of his special grace. So, by faith, Abel, God therefore had given him the revelation. Then there's a significant thing in Genesis chapter 4, that when Abel brought of the first thing of the flock, it specifically states that he also brought of the fat thereof. When you turn to the book of Leviticus, you find there that when Moses was given in codified form the law of sacrifice, God laid particular emphasis upon the fat being placed on the altar, and the fat had to be offered. That little reference in Genesis 4 is a very clear reminder that Abel was not just groping in the dark when he brought this lamb. Abel was coming the way that God had revealed and the way that God had demanded. The revelation of God to Adam and to his family was the way back to God for sinners is by the blood sacrifice of the Lamb. You know, that is the uniform message of the Word of God. Throughout the Word of God, that's the message. When Isaac was on the point of death, God provided himself a lamb. When the children of Israel were at the point of death and their firstborn were about to be slain, they were not spared because they were the sons of Jacob. They were not spared because they bore the name of the covenant people. They were spared because God said, "When I see the blood, I will pass over you." The message was, take a lamb, shed his blood, apply his blood, and under the blood you will find redemption. Throughout the Old Testament period, that was God's message. Similarly in the New Testament, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sin of the world. Christ our Passover, that is our Passover Lamb, is slain for us, Paul told the Corinthians. We are redeemed with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. And throughout the book of the Revelation, the song of praise is to the Lamb who was slain. I tell you, God's message is the message of approach to Him on the basis of the sacrifice of the Lamb. Now, faith in Abel's case made that approach. And I tell you, saving faith, justifying faith, always implicitly, totally commits a poor, lost, guilty sinner to the merits of the blood of the Lamb of God. Now let me just stop off there for a moment. The greatest question you can face today is, do I possess justifying faith? That's the greatest question you can face. You can believe in God and go to hell, for the devils believe in God and they're in hell, or will be. You can believe in the deity of Jesus Christ and perish. You can believe this Bible is inspired from cover to cover and yet be lost. You can have baptism applied to you and still be lost. The greatest question for you is, do I, by the grace of God, possess justifying faith? And I think you'll see from the first two simple statements concerning Abel's faith that it's a matter of simplicity, don't stumble over the simplicity, and a matter of clarity, something upon which you can be sure. If you have justifying faith today, my friend, you have no doubt that you are a vile, guilty, totally depraved, and absolutely wicked sinner whose only personal merit is to go to hell. Now, is that plain? I deliberately use an Irishman's directness of language so that you will not be in any sort of doubt whatsoever. But if you're justifying faith, you'll not just be saying, well, I'm a poor sinner, I'm a wicked sinner, I'm a hell-deserving sinner. No, you'll be saying, Jesus Christ is my only hope of salvation, and I will commit myself totally and entirely to the merits of Jesus Christ. My only approach to God is through the blood of the Lamb. I come to God and I ask Him, save me, receive me, bring me to heaven for the sake of Jesus Christ, through the merits of Jesus Christ, on the basis of what He has done on Calvary's cross. Justifying faith commits the soul entirely to the merits of Christ. It rests its case at the foot of the cross and at the empty tomb. It says, I have no other argument. I want no other plea. It is enough. Underline that word. That is at the heart of the doctrine of Christ's satisfaction, His doing enough. It is enough that Jesus died and that He died for me. Abel's faith refused a religion of works righteousness. Abel's faith approached God on the basis of the sacrifice of the Lamb. The third thing then we now can notice is that by faith Abel obtained a divine assurance that he was accepted as righteous in God's sight. Faith in Christ receives a verdict from the throne of God. And that verdict is justification. Now, verdict is a legal term, and justification is a legal term. We read in Romans chapter 4 or 5, verse 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." Justified by faith means simply that by faith in Jesus Christ, we receive God's testimony that we are accepted as righteous in the sight of Christ. Now I want you to notice the words of Hebrews 11 and 4 very carefully. "By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gift." Watch it carefully. God testified that Abel was righteous. Why? Because he testified to the lamb that he brought. In other words, if I could bring this into a New Testament context, the assurance of our acceptance with God has an objective basis, namely the merits of Christ. God says, "You're righteous in my sight. You're accepted. You're clothed with the righteousness of Jesus Christ. You stand complete in my sight." Why? Because of the perfection of the Savior. Because of the nature of the person and of the work of Jesus Christ. This is the gospel of substitutionary grace. God testifies of Christ, and on the basis of what he sees in Christ, he accepts us as righteous. Because justification, as our shorter catechism wonderfully puts it, justification is an act of God's free grace wherein he pardoneth all our sins and accepteth us as righteous in his sight only for the righteousness of Christ imputed to us and received by faith alone. When God looks at Christ and looks at the believer in Christ, he says, Christ is accepted, and so is the believer. The believer is not accepted alongside of Christ. He's not accepted in addition to Christ. He is accepted in Christ. In him. Faith, the old theologians used to say, was the uniting grace. It was that peculiar act as the gift of God by which we are united to Christ. We are in him by faith. And bless God, in him. What does God find in Christ? Does he find any sin in Christ? No, sir. In Christ, we are in the place where God will account us sinless. What does he find in Christ? Does he find righteousness there? Then in Christ, we are in the place where God will account us righteous.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of the Lord, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, Separated Unto the Gospel, a booklet that sets forth the beliefs and standards of the Free Presbyterian Church, you may have a copy free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. Our email address is info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. If you would like to learn more about the Free Presbyterian Church of North America, or if you'd like to see if there is a free church in your area, we invite you to visit our website, www.fpcna.org. That's www.fpcna.org. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us again as we Let the Bible Speak.